Welcome in. We're joined here this morning by former Major Mark Nuge, former Special Forces with the U.S. Army. He actually led the first Special Forces unit into Afghanistan in the days after the September 11th, 2001 attacks on America. First of all, a pleasure to have you in this morning.
Hey, thank you, Brandon, for having me here.
You bet, and thank you for your service, by the way. We're going to talk a little bit about why you're here today. You have some Horse Soldier bourbon bottles that we're going to talk a little bit about here and an endeavor you have going on in the area. But I want to first get a little bit of background and tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, Brandon, appreciate you having me on here. I'm originally from Kansas, went to high school here, attended and graduated Kansas State University years ago, participated a couple years on the Kansas State rodeo team. And then as I graduated college, I went into active duty in the military and ended up in the Special Forces. Had an incredible career there, most notably leading a 12-man team into Afghanistan right after the attacks in 9/11. And we uniquely rode horseback in combat for 23 days, working with our militia allies. But as I've retired or completed my active and reserve service, I have gotten into a craft distillery brand with some other Special Forces veterans called American Freedom Distillery. And we have an incredible award-winning craft bourbon brand called Horse Soldier Bourbon. That the reason I'm in here today is to let folks know, fans and supporters, families and friends all across the state, let them know that Horse Soldier Bourbon is finally going to be now available here in the state of Kansas. So appreciate everyone's support coming out and checking out our incredible bourbon products.
Okay. Now, what is Horse Soldier Bourbon, for those that don't know? What is it, a unique taste or...?
Yeah, we've got an award-winning bourbon offering. We got our premium straight is a high rye, if you like a little bit of spice, but not overpowering. Our signature small batch is a high wheat, weeded bourbon, as they call it. And our reserve barrel strength bourbon is also a high wheat, kind of for that overproof. So each have a distinctive flavor and palate. For folks, kind of that full range. If you like the wheat, a little wheat makes it sweet. Or if you like the rye, it's going to make a little bit of spice.
All right. Sounds good. So you mentioned the brothers that you guys have formed, your American Freedom Distillery. How did this all come about?
Well, just as we completed our time in service, we wanted to continue working together. You know, as veterans transitioning from active duty, you know, our choices were to go back overseas, continue working as a contractor, or to let them go off to work with different agencies, federal agencies or state agencies. In our case, as entrepreneurs, we wanted to start our own business. And so several of us come together. We found a great mentor, which is what I encourage any veterans that are transitioning to do, is to find a business mentor to help guide them along and help them in that transition process. We found a great mentor, and we decided we were going to make craft bourbon.
All right. And it's unique here. You don't hear a lot about horse soldiers anymore, maybe not these days, but when you went into Afghanistan, you found yourself in a unique situation.
Yeah, we were in an incredibly challenging situation. We were one of the first teams of Special Forces that had to be inserted on the ground to help our national decision makers figure out who we could work with, what could be done to topple the Taliban regime and remove Al-Qaeda. And I'm proud of the accomplishments of my teammates in that incredible, challenging situation, living in the mountains, working and living alongside our militia allies to raise that army and raise them up and orchestrate an uprising to fight against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And in the course of doing that mission, we uniquely rode horseback for 23 days in accomplishing that.
And you had experience doing that.
Yeah, I had grown up, you know, on a Kansas cattle ranch, and who knew that those lessons in stubbornness and perseverance were going to pay off in so many ways. You know, at that point, there wasn't anyone in the military that was riding horseback operationally. So we were literally figuring it out at the gallop as we went. Now, since then, I know a number of the special operations teams and units have received some training in riding horses and using pack animals, and that's still a viable mode of transportation in some of these more remote rugged areas of the world where we're sometimes asked to work with an ally.
All right. Well, you have a unique concept here, and I know you're going to have a launch event coming up here in just a couple weeks, February 13th at the Columbian Theater.
Yeah, we're doing. I'm working with the Wamego Whiskey Syndicate is hosting a Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey and War Story at the Columbian Theater. People can get tickets at columbiatheater.com. Look forward to seeing folks out there. They're going to get a tasting of all four of our bourbon offerings that are now available across the state. They're going to get a bottle of our premium straight bourbon, and they're going to get to try one of their favorite cocktails as well as appetizers with that event. We're also going to be doing a bottle signing the next morning at the Spirits of 76 package store there in Wamego from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on February 14th. And then I'm going to be at the Fridge on February 15th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., again, doing a bottle signing. So I look forward to seeing fans and supporters coming out. I'll personalize any of the bottles that they have, and just look forward to meeting folks.
Now, the bottles are unique here, and I see that some of them are forged with actual pieces of the World Trade Center.
Yeah, because of that experience and relationship, we've gotten to know a lot of folks in New York City from the Port Authority, the NYPD, the Fire Department in New York, a number of the different folks that were directly impacted by those horrific attacks. And we were able to get a piece of World Trade Center steel that was gifted to us from the Port Authority, and we melted that down and reforged it into the mold that shapes every one of our Horse Soldier bourbon bottles. So it's kind of forged in fire, as we say, and every bottle is a little memorial.
Wow, nice little backstory there.
Yeah,
for everyone.
Yeah. But we got some award-winning juice that's the bourbon in that bottle. We've had tremendous support from across the spirits industry. And we're very proud of the fact. We joke about that our four bourbons have won more awards than we have. We entered the San Francisco Spirits Festival and New York Spirits Festival, and in a very tightly controlled, unanimous competition, all four of our entries won awards. Two of them won double gold, our Premium Straight and our Commander Select. Double gold means it's the unanimous first... a unanimous first place decision by the judges panel. So they don't know our brand name. They don't know our backstory. So we're really proud that is, those awards are just off the incredible bourbon that's in every one of these bottles.
Great.
No bad choices here, whichever one you pick.
Well, what goes into the process of making a good bourbon?
Making a good bourbon requires, first off, American oak barrels. So our barrels are white oak. They're out of the Missouri Ozarks. We got quality ingredients that go into making every one of these spirits.
Cool. Anytime you can market something with a good backstory, I think that's a big deal. Now, I understand when people come out to this Whiskey and War Stories event on Thursday, February 13th, there's also going to be some proceeds that will benefit a charity as well. Again, the event is Thursday, February 13th at the Columbian Theater, and people can get their tickets online then?
Yes, folks that want to attend the Wamego Whiskey Syndicate's Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey and War Story on February 13th can go to columbiatheater.com and purchase their tickets. There are still tickets available. I look forward to seeing everyone coming out to that event. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Is it your hope to eventually get this in all the grocery stores and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're working. Our Kansas distributor for Horse Soldier Bourbon is Worldwide Beverage, and their great team is working all across the state to get us into the various package stores, and eventually from that, then get us into your favorite saloon or restaurant so you can enjoy one of these award-winning cocktails. I'm going to be in Wichita, February 11th, in that area. In February 12th, we're going to be in the Overland Park and La Nesa area. And then, as we've said here, February 13th in the Manhattan Wamego area, as well as bottle signings on the 14th and 15th that I hope folks come out and enjoy.
All right. Well, it's interesting here. People in Manhattan may not know this, but your story was actually turned into a movie, I see.
Yeah, it's incredibly humbling that Hollywood decided to make a feature film as a portrayal of our mission. It is called 12 Strong. It came out a couple years ago. Chris Hemsworth portrays me in that film. Michael Shannon, Michael Pena, Trevante Rhodes, and some other great actors portray all of my teammates in that film. There's also an Emmy-nominated documentary called Legion of Brothers. And I just came from the Sundance Film Festival this last weekend. Or I recently came from the Sundance Film Festival, where another documentary that we participated in that's called Here Am I, Send Me, was premiered in the brand storytelling category. And that documentary film is available on YouTube. But I encourage folks that want to learn more about our story to go to horsesoldierbourbon.com or to please check out the Horse Soldier Bourbon YouTube channel for some of our product videos and a video about our trip to Normandy this last summer to participate in the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
What a great opportunity that must have been.
Yeah, it's incredible. Incredible fun experience to take our families on a trip. We wanted to honor the World War II Special Operations veterans, and it was incredible to get to meet a number of those actual real World War II veterans that were there. Some of them even participated in the airborne reenactment jumps with us. It was just great to meet those men and women.
Wow, that's fantastic. Good to hear that. And I understand your brother's also in the whiskey business.
My brother, he's a member of the Wamego Whiskey Society, that bourbon society.
Cool. All right. Well, that's great. Again, the event is February 13th at the Columbian Theater. Ticket information available at columbiantheater.com. Anything else we should know about Horse Soldier Bourbon?
Yeah, we've got authentic, all-American, and award-winning bourbon, and we hope folks across the state of Kansas, where we're now available, will try us out.
All right. Again, he is former Major Mark Neutch, former Special Forces with the U.S. Army and part of the American Freedom Distillery. And they've got their big event again February 13th in Wamego. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing folks come out to the Spirits of 76 on Friday, February 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. For a bottle signing. I'll be in there that morning. And then again on February 15th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., I'll be at the Fridge there in Manhattan.
All right. Thank you so much.